Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, November the 3rd, 2023. 14 and a half minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan tonight. Carrington Nelson is off this week at a concert. She will be back next week. And Sean Kraft is off sick this week, but he will be back next week. So here we are, and no telephonic communications, because this is the first day we've done broadcasting, as we said earlier today, from the new office. The telephones are not hooked up as of yet, so you can't call us, although I probably will give you the phone number several times tonight, as I did during the afternoon broadcast today. But we will muddle through, just the two of us here, no telephone tonight on the program, and then next week we'll have the whole gang back after the election broadcast, which will be Tuesday night, starting at 7:15 p.m. So we'll be here Tuesday night in this time frame, which is abnormal.
Election night will be good.
Election night's going to be exciting. We talked a lot about that this morning, and I think it's going to be interesting. Our election coverage will start at 7:15. Matt will be at the Board of Elections. And Pastor Craig will be at Republican headquarters. Linda Sims will be at Democratic headquarters. Sean and Terry and Carrington and Mary Ellen and Glenn Coble will all be live in the studio. Bill Collins will be calling in, amongst other people that night, we do believe. It's going to be a big night. A lot of things on the ballot, and we'll see how it all shakes out in the end.
Big team.
Big team together for the big, big night on Tuesday. And then Friday next week, we'll be able to hash out everything that happened.
It'll be good.
Now, what's your big interest on Tuesday as far as being at the Board of Elections?
I'm going to try to figure out more about how it works this time, because last time I was kind of just stuck just sitting there. I didn't really know what was happening. I'll probably ask more questions this time.
Now, do you think you'll have a better handle on what's going to happen?
Yeah, but last time Andrew helped me through that a lot.
Now, the goal this time, because there'll be no Andrew, I don't think there's any Marion Star. Even though there'll be nobody else there, you've got to yank those papers away from the Board of Elections people before they put them on the internet.
Before they put them on the internet.
Because we need the information before it goes on the internet.
I'll be sure. I got it.
That's the big thing. You need to say to those people, because they don't really know what's going on down there, do they?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You say to them, you say, listen, I need those papers as soon as they print off.
As far as I remember, they pretty well did give them to us as soon as they printed off.
Did you see somebody putting them on the internet?
No.
Well, that's happening somewhere. And we got to cut that off. We got to be before the internet.
I'll be sure to ask them to hold off for a few so we can report it first.
As soon as you report it, then they can put it on the internet. We got to be first with that that news that night. It's going to be a hot night. We've got abortion. We've got recreational use of marijuana. We've got a mayor being elected for the first time in 16 years, a new mayor. We've got city council. We've got the River Valley stuff, levies and school board and Marion City School Board. It's going to be a lot of stuff.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on Tuesday night, and we're not sure how it's all going to turn out, but, you know, we'll see.
We will see. It'll be good, I think.
I think it'll be good. I would say it's positive.
I mean, with that many people covering it from, you know, the best radio station in all of Marion.
Ohio.
Yeah,
the best radio station in Ohio. It may be the world. I mean, really, who would rival us at this point when it comes to guests, things that are done, the staff we have here? Who's going to rival that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Nobody. Who does a fruitcake toss?
We do.
Right. And people, they're already trying to nominate people for this thing earlier on. And we don't even have the phones working here yet. That's how big it is.
I'm excited.
Well, I think everybody's hugely excited for this event. Tomorrow night's dinner with the presidents. Of course, as I've been saying, I'll be at this event this year. And I'm going to say it one more time because maybe it annoys people, maybe it doesn't. I don't really know. But the guests that I will be going with this year will be a lot more fun. I did not make it last year to this event. But 2 years ago, the person I went with, it was just a little drippy because I don't think they really understood what was going on at the event. I'm not saying they were a bad person. I'm not saying they were evil. I just don't think they understood what was going on. So this year, I know the person I'm going to be with does know what's going on, and that'll make life a lot easier.
I would think so.
So that's all. So, again, that comes back to, are people sensitive? Yes, they are. And this River Valley levee thing, all day, continual today. I'm going to check where we are on that right now. Because my notifications were going off again all afternoon. People commenting on that. Let's see here. Let's see where we are now on the old...
post has gone viral, Scott.
Well, I don't know why. I don't even... we're up to 95 now.
95?
95. I believe we were at 68 this morning. 73 when we ended this morning, and we're at 95 now on this post about Cody Higley coming on to discuss his run for River Valley School Board, and I believe all because of the things he said in the interview, namely the fact that he said that he would not vote for both levies. He said he'd vote for one, but he thought it was a little shaky. The other one he said he would not vote for. There's been this tremendous backlash. 95 comments on a River Valley School Board interview in 2 days.
That's crazy.
What does that say to you about the people in River Valley at this point? Cody, well, you know, this morning he was listening. He had to release a statement.
I think they kind of blew it out of proportion a little bit. I don't know why they're so, I guess, I don't know what other phrase to use. So just
nuts.
I don't know why they're so bent out of shape about it.
Well, I think they believe that somebody running for River Valley School Board is trying to put the brakes on them. That's the impression I get.
He just doesn't like them.
I don't know if he doesn't like them. I don't think he likes the levies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't think he likes what's going on at the school. I don't think he likes the maybe current people who are making decisions. That's what I ascertained from the whole interview.
I mean, I didn't listen to it. I should listen to it.
Well, you really should now because it's getting a lot of traction.
It's viral now.
Well, and I don't understand why you cannot make these comments. I mean, if people... Does everybody believe what everybody says? I mean, if his information really was incorrect, because somebody hears that, is that going to make them vote differently? I don't believe you can really change somebody's mind that easy.
I don't think so, no. I think that you could give somebody the facts the majority of the time, and they'll just disagree with you still.
Now, we have, what's interesting, our computers are running a lot faster in the studio, so we tried this earlier because we don't have any phone communication here. On Facebook, we can do a Facebook Live, and apparently now our videos work so much better because our internet is faster. The videos don't go in and out. But you said you don't like the video because basically it's just shooting my ear.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said that I think people would be more inclined to watch it if it wasn't staring at your ear the
whole
time.
No, is that just my ear?
So you can see like this portion of your face, but like it's basically pointed at your ear.
So what do you do? Do you just stare at the thing? Well, we'll give it a try here. Why not? Let's try it. Go live here. Well, we're going live on Facebook Live as well as everything else going on tonight. Here on the... I think we just got another comment on the River Valley post. So we're up to 96 at this moment. See how quick it goes live now? All right, there we are. We're live. I'm going to try to look at it this time. Instead of looking at you, I'm going to try to look at it. So, yeah. But I don't know why that went viral, and I don't know why that's such a big deal. But apparently, that's how it is now.
You know, I'm not sure. I think people just... I think people who have kids who go to the school are pretty upset that somebody who's running for school board isn't going to vote for the levies, because I guess to them it just doesn't make sense.
I just don't know that this is really call to be that upset.
I don't think so either. I'm not sure why they're so, like I said, I'm not sure why they're so bent out of shape about it.
In any event, if you are watching this on Facebook Live, leave a comment in the comment section, because the microphone that we have, like I said earlier, is just kind of an open mic. It's not running through the soundboard or anything. So can you hear us okay? And can you see, I guess, me at this point okay? Leave that in the comment section on Facebook, because we have no telephone to take any phone calls. So this is how we will have to communicate this evening here on the program.
At least there's a way to communicate.
Well, there are... You know, what do you make of all the ways we can communicate now? See, it says turn your volume up. Carrie, I can't turn the volume up because it's an open mic. So this is as good as it's going to get volume-wise.
I mean, I think that... I don't even know what the question was.
What do you make of all this new stuff we have? Telephonic communicate, or this is, you know, to be able to communicate here when we don't have a telephone.
Oh, it's pretty, I mean, I think it's really nice.
I think it's a whole new world.
Oh, absolutely.
Apparently I can tag people, too. I'll tag you.
Nice.
There we go. Done. Now, I don't know if it does that right away.
Well, I guess we'll find out when my phone goes off.
I guess. But it's all kind of weird when you think about it. You know, we're heading into the holiday season here, 20-something days now. Yeah, 20 days till Thanksgiving. Are you excited for Thanksgiving this year?
Absolutely. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Now, what did you say the process was again with your family on Thanksgiving?
So every year we eat dinner around, 4 or 5. We used to go rabbit hunting every year before dinner, but we just kind of stopped for some reason. I'm not sure why. But, and then after we eat, we, do a drawing for, I don't want to call
for
it.
For Santa.
Yeah, for who we get gifts for. The Christmas drawing.
So basically, what do you do all day?
Sit around, talk to the family, watch the Thanksgiving game.
And then around 4 or 5, you eat. And then you...
We play games.
You play games that night.
Yeah.
So it's a full night.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving can be fun. I don't know if it's as popular as it used to be. Now people shop. They get out the Amazon that night, and they're already into the full swing of the Christmas holiday.
My family does that sometimes after they eat dinner and after we get done playing games. I don't know how long we usually... I don't even know that we played games last year. I can't remember. But they go, I don't know if they did last year, but they usually do go Black Friday shopping.
You know, Black Friday I don't think is nearly what it used to be. It used to be a huge thing. You know, when I was in high school and college, I worked at Sears, and Black Friday was a huge thing.
I don't know, I don't remember the last time my parents went Black Friday shopping, because I didn't really pay attention, but I remember when I was really little, they would leave at, like I don't know, 9 or 10 or so, at, like, Thanksgiving night, and they wouldn't be done shopping till, like, 4 or 5 in the morning.
Well, it's interesting, because it changed at Sears over the years. It started, we opened at 6 on Black Friday. That was early, and it was that way for a long time. Then... One year they moved it up to 4. Now 4 was problematic because you had Thanksgiving with your family, then you had to get up at 3 to be at Sears at 4. Then they just said, well, forget that. We're going to start at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night. And we did that, I think, a couple times. And that was... But people came out. That's what was shocking about it. They came out.
I mean, I think people like to get a head start on Christmas.
It was always the washers, the dryers... The televisions, those were the big selling items.
I figured those would be. Everybody, I think everybody always wanted the, my cousin got a TV on Black Friday. I don't remember how much he paid for it, but it was like a 72-inch TV. It was, I mean, it's nice.
Well, there was no selling involved. You just stood at a register and rang things up. Usually at Sears, you were considered a salesperson. You went around and tried to sell people items. But that night, you just stood.
You just did things?
You just rang people up.
You
stood there and rang them up. Because that's how it went.
Everybody already knew what they wanted.
Oh, yeah, everybody knew what they wanted. Well, a lot of people got tickets because we had a certain amount of washers and dryers and televisions.
Oh, so they just, came in and claimed theirs?
Well, the line would be out front. And then somebody would go out about 10 minutes before we opened up, and they would go through the line, and they would say, okay, who's here for the televisions? Who's here for the washers and dryers? And they would give them the ticket. So, nobody got trampled when they opened up the door. Somebody trying to run to a register, or you rang up more than you actually had.
How are you ringing up more than you actually have?
Well, because if everybody just came in and said, I want the washer and dryer, and you had three different people ringing those up, you wouldn't know how many you had run through. So you had to have a ticket to get it.
I see. Okay. Interesting.
That 8 o'clock thing, though, was weird, because they still wanted to keep Black Friday, so we had these, what they called doorbusters, at 8 o'clock Thanksgiving night. But even though we were open all night, at some point, 6 o'clock the next morning, they had new doorbusters that were not available at 8 o'clock Thanksgiving night.
I'm confused on what a doorbuster is.
It was like the thing, the cheap washer and dryer, the cheap television.
I see. So just like the big sale item?
The big sale item. And it was, I don't think they do that though anymore. They kept up with that, I think, through COVID, but now I think they've done away with Thanksgiving night. Walmart did it. Kohl's did it. I know a lot of those got into it. A lot of those stores, retails. But I don't think it's so much a thing anymore.
I think they all just kind of figured that if they didn't lower prices, they'd make more money because people are still going to buy the things.
Well, I think they were having trouble getting people to work on Thanksgiving night.
I mean, that's fair. Who wants to go work Black Friday?
Well, there used to be, you had a plethora of employees, but now places are so hard up for employees that how are you going to force somebody to work Thanksgiving night if they don't want to? And how's one person going to operate a store?
I mean, fair.
Be very difficult.
It would be difficult.
So I don't know what's going to happen this year. I guess we'll find out when the holidays kick off. But shopping on those days, I never saw.
Do you see any comeback for Black Friday?
No, I think the internet's the big thing now.
Yeah.
It was just coming in when I was leaving Sears, where they were starting to have Cyber Monday sales. So that whole thing was just changing. But
I think Amazon owns it now.
Owns Christmas?
Yep.
I don't know. A lot of people get stuff from Amazon, but
the stores are
still busy if you go out during the holiday time.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who shop at Polaris and things like that.
The stores still decorate. They're still very busy, hard to get items in them. I think people still want to go out and get stuff locally.
I think so. I think there are also a growing number of people who just opt to buy things off of the internet because it's just more convenient.
Like a Friday night at a store, going up Route 95 here in Marion, a Friday night in December, it's rough. They are busy.
I don't like driving in the wintertime.
Even the grocery stores get busy.
Oh, yeah, I think they're just shopping for Christmas groceries.
Yeah, but do they need to do that for weeks? Stocking up for one day.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to spend, drop a whole bunch of money in one day.
Christmas to me is not a big food holiday. I don't know when that became a food holiday. I still don't think of it as a food holiday.
I'd rather it be a food holiday than a gift holiday. I like food.
I think last year that storm kind of blew Christmas right out of the water. That storm before Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas Eve. And it was interesting because we had not had a good storm in this area for probably 5 or 6 years. And boy, that one, That one did what it said it was going to do. That was one of the rare times when the weathermen got that one right.
Yeah, I didn't even drive my car for like 2 or 3 days. I had my parents drive me around.
Well, people couldn't get out of their driveways. People couldn't get on the street.
I couldn't get out of mine. We like parallel parked, so all the snow just piled up alongside the cars. And it doesn't help that they have like a snowplow people who go through, and they just plow you right on in there.
Well, mine would have been okay, but the problem I had was it drifted over my driveway. So when it, how do you get out? Because the drift was enormous. So basically, I think the next day, I paid somebody to come. My neighbor had somebody come to plow them out. And while they were over there, I said, well, can you come plow me out? So that's what we did.
Nice.
And you know, it felt so good. Because that day that I could not go anywhere, I hated it. And I knew I had a Christmas Eve thing going on at my house, which I do every year. And I thought, I can't even get out of the house. How am I going to... And the other thing that went along horribly with that was the temperatures last year. On that day, the temperatures were below zero. If the temperatures hadn't been so bad, I could have went out and shoveled it or walked to Meijer. I don't live that far from there. But it was so cold, you didn't want to do that.
I heavily dislike the cold. I used to weigh more. And when I weighed more, it wasn't that bad. But now that I weigh, I don't know what I do now.
Been on the scale?
No. The cold, just like I get cold, like I get like like frozen cold.
Cold is not fun. When your hands get cold or your feet get cold, that's the worst.
My knuckles always turn purple in the wintertime outside.
Could be poor circulation.
I think so.
You better check on that.
Yeah.
And again, if you're watching this on Facebook, let us know, can you hear us okay? Well, I hope you can if you're watching it on Facebook. Can you hear us okay and everything else that goes along with that? Well, we learned earlier on that I think I've been invited to Caledonia again to do Christmas in Caledonia, read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and light the Christmas tree, and you're going to be in a reindeer costume.
Yep.
And Carrington will be there in an elf hat and the whole bit. And they'll be singing involved and all kinds of things. I think this is September the 9th. You're highly excited for this.
December the 9th.
What did I say? September?
Yeah,
December the 9th. It'd be odd if we would go wait till September to have the big Christmas celebration. I think it's called Christmas in the Square or Christmas in the Village or something like that.
Christmas in the Village, I do believe.
All right, well, I'll be there for that. And reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and lighting the tree.
It'll be good.
And you'll be in a reindeer costume.
Yep.
Now, we tried doing this earlier. Can you name the reindeer?
Dasher, Donner, Vixen, Blitzen, Rudolph, obviously.
See, Rudolph is not part of the 8 reindeer. Start that again. You did it in a weird way. Now, we're going to have to get this right.
Cupid.
Cupid.
Comet.
Comet.
There's another C one. It's like Connor.
Connor?
I don't know.
Connor the reindeer?
There's another C one.
We got two. Oh, Ron Denny's out there. Hey, Ron, how you doing? Can you hear us okay? Hey, Ron, what's the update on Denny's opening back up? Ron was a cook at Denny's for well over 20 years, and the place did not open back. I thought it was supposed to open back up in October.
I have no idea.
Hope it's not a dead duck.
Me too. I like Denny's.
Well, Denny's used to be a go-to before the broadcast here on Friday night, or the aftermath sometimes.
There was a solid, like, week and a half, 2 weeks where me and my friends went to Denny's every night.
Every night?
Every night.
Now, why was this?
I don't know. So we could spend a whole, like, $4.95 on pancakes.
Is that what it costs there? $4.95 for pancakes?
2 pancakes.
So you stayed thin by eating pancakes every night of the week?
Yep.
Is that really the dietary function of pancakes? I don't think that's right.
Going to Denny's and eating 2 pancakes a week.
Two pancakes for $4.95? Yeah. I should get in the pancake business.
2 pancakes for $4.95.
That's a little high-end, I think.
High-end? No. That's pretty good, I think.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's wrong.
No. See, it's not just like pancakes. You get like, I got like the double berry banana pancakes or something like that. You know, it's
double berry.
Yeah, it's got blueberries in the pancakes
and wild berries. I bet wild berries.
And then there's strawberries and bananas on it.
Oh, here, Pastor Craig's out there. The volume is low, but probably can't change it. Tell Matt to project. You know what that means. I hope Matt does.
Yeah.
See, you're not projecting like I am. We can't, I know, the reason we can't turn the volume up is the sound is not running through the board. The sound is running right off the camera, and I don't know where the microphone is on that camera up there on top of the monitor.
I think it's that.
That's the microphone?
Yes.
Well, you know, that's the way it is, I guess. Ron doesn't know. He has a new job now. I couldn't wait any longer. They kept saying 2 weeks, but nothing. So Ron, I guess, is no longer at Denny's.
Sad.
And apparently they keep saying 2 weeks, but doesn't look like it's headed in that direction. Well, if anybody on, since we don't have the telephonic communications, no telephone tonight, if you have something you'd like to say, you can ask a question. Do it on Facebook here. We'll be glad to take your questions. We would love to do it. So, a lot of stuff coming up. We'll have the fruitcake toss in December. We'll have the Christmas party in December. We have the Christmas in the Village in December. There's going to be stuff coming out the ears. Oh, and the Christmas tree lighting here at the studio is the day after Thanksgiving.
It's gonna be an exciting like month and a half here coming up.
You know, this is really the time of year when the election kind of kicks it all off. We have the election, and that takes us right into the day before Thanksgiving, which is when we have the holiday themed whatever. We've had the turkey pizza. We've had pumpkin pie pizza. I don't know what it is this year. We have that day, and we have the signing of the pizza crust. Then we immediately come back the day after Thanksgiving. We light the Christmas tree. We have some kind of Christmas-themed pizza. Last year it was fruitcake pizza. Then we have the fruitcake toss, which is in early December. Then we have the Christmas in the Village, which is on the 9th. Then we have the Christmas party, which is usually the last Thursday before Christmas. And along the way, we still do the tapings and the shows that we always do. We have the big exchange happening here on the program, homemade items, the last Friday before Christmas. And at some point, we'll be taping a Christmas special down in the Commons. The Columbus Commons. There's a lot going on.
I forgot what the Commons were for a second.
Now, Pastor Craig is talking about the fruitcake toss here, and he said, Matt nominates Pastor Craig. Now, people want to make nominations already. We just have not got that. We're going to start taking nominations next week because this is going to be a throwdown year when it comes to the fruitcake toss. I can feel that already. Ron's volleyball team won over the summer, undefeated. Well, congratulations, Ron. I was never much into volleyball. Were you?
We play volleyball a lot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, like at cookouts, we play like backyard volleyball.
Well, that's not really a team, is it? That's not really collegiate volleyball, is it?
No. I don't like watch it or anything.
I don't think you're really on Ron's level here.
No, probably not.
Now, do you think you can take Pastor Craig in the fruitcake toss? Because I know you've bought the Claxton mug. By the way, if you're on Facebook, you'll be able to see me. I'll hold up a we have one here in the studio. You have to buy these darn things early. There's the Claxton fruitcake. It is here in the studio. But the table just barely holding it up. Pastor Craig, you think you can have a little side bet there with him?
You know, I'm trying. I said, I bought the, like, I
mean, now he's competed in the past. He wasn't in last year, but he was in 2 years ago.
I mean, I bought the fruitcake. I've been practicing.
How far do you think you can get it?
I don't know. I'm not good at estimating feet.
Well, how have you practiced?
Not yet.
Do you understand the rules of the fruitcake toss?
Yeah.
Well, here's some news. The Special Olympics flag football team won state championship last Saturday. They were undefeated. Well, congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
We get all the big news here.
Undefeated is a hard one to get.
Now, I wonder if they can hear me on this microphone and they can't hear you. Can you hear either one of us very well? That's what we want to know.
I'm going to say if they I mean, I guess I could just face this way, but...
You know, I have to turn here to look at the... I'm looking at the camera there. I'm looking at you over here. I'm looking here to read the comments. You ain't get a neck cramp that way.
You know, you just work in your neck.
Oh, what a night. We're going to work out a way before next week. Well, we're going to get these phones turned on is one thing we're going to do. But then we're going to figure out how to rearrange this camera where other people can be on camera and we can mesh this up a little bit.
We'll get it figured out.
If this is the first Friday night broadcast from the new studio, I like this. Because last Friday night, you know, it was kind of... the volume's low. Yeah, I understand. Is it low for everybody? Because I have no idea. There's no way to fix this, I don't think. Pastor Craig says he'll mentor you in the fruitcake toss.
All right, okay.
You don't want to come in dead last. Now, Adam threw a fruitcake. Now, he talked a lot of trash that first year. Adam was talking trash. He was going to beat everybody. He was going to rub people's noses in it. And, is that the volume? The microphone down there?
It's the microphone. I don't know if there's a way to turn it up or not.
I don't think so.
Doesn't appear like it. Nope.
In any event, Adam was talking all this trash about how he was going to beat everybody, and he got up there, and I was standing there next to Santa Claus, and he goes to throw this thing, and I'm telling you, it went backwards, and he about killed Santa Claus. He about killed Santa Claus, and Christmas was about canceled that year, because he about killed him. That fruitcake, this came that close, you know, maybe a foot and a half. From killing Santa Claus. Hitting him right in the head.
Well, that's no good. What are we going to do about Christmas?
It would have been bad. There would have been no Christmas that year. The Christmas that Adam ruined. But then, last year he got a little better. He won Most Improved last year, as a matter of fact, which, I mean, just throwing it forward probably would have given him the Most Improved award.
Well, maybe this year he will have continued working, and maybe this year will be his year.
Well, let's hope, because boy, when he threw that backwards, that was scary. Because he wound up like he was pitching for the Reds or something, and then it just went backwards.
I mean, it's a pound.
It was scary. It was a scary, scary thing.
Could you imagine being hit with a brick of fruitcake?
Yes, it hurt. It would hurt. It would put you out. Put the lights out.
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, there's some people I'd like to hit with some... I'd like to hit some people with a fruitcake, but not too many.
You want to hit somebody with...
I mean, I don't really have that kind of vengeance in me.
Do you just want to hit them with it or, like, you know, throw it at them?
Throw it at them. Now, do you... This brings up an interesting question. Do you hold a grudge?
Not really, I don't think.
Yeah. But really, there are probably people you hold a grudge against. People you don't want to talk to.
Maybe.
I think there are people... Now, do you think people have held grudges against you?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they have.
Matt, if Mayor-elect Glenn... Well, he's already giving him this. If Mayor-elect Glenn Coble asks you to hold his cup, say no. Oh, yeah, there was a whole episode with that, too, that year. That was a wild year 2 years ago. Did you hear about that?
No.
Glenn was in the fruitcake toss that year, and all of a sudden, somebody was outside and just handed him a cup of something, and Glenn starts drinking this right out there at the fruitcake toss. He didn't know who the person was, didn't know where, just a cup. Go ahead, Glenn, drink it. And he starts drinking it, and this thing is laced with some kind of alcohol, or it was alcohol. I don't know if it was laced with it. It was alcohol. And then... He asked a pastor to hold his cup when he goes up there to throw the fruitcake. Pastor, could you hold my alcohol while I go up there and toss the fruitcake? I'm telling you, it was a strange year.
I mean, it sounds like it. So he just took a cup of alcohol from a strange man.
And he'll admit it. He'll admit it. He was bobbing and weaving on that Christmas.
I'm sure he was having fun.
And we have made merciless fun of him ever since for that event.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, how could you? And now he wants to be mayor.
Oh.
Who would have ever thought at that fruitcake toss years ago that this man could possibly be the next mayor of Marion?
You know, possibilities are endless.
You would have never thunk that, would you have?
Nope, never.
Now, I'm looking at this dinner for the presidents tomorrow, which, by the way, I think Pastor Craig is going to be at that, I heard. That'll be fun. And Glenn is there. I think he portrays James Buchanan, one of the speaking presidents, tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, not that you can get a ticket, but the speaking presidents are James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, and Theodore Roosevelt. The non-speaking presidents, George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren Harding, and Harry Truman. First ladies, Nellie Taft and Mamie Eisenhower.
Mamie?
Yeah, that was her name, Mamie Eisenhower.
That's a cool name.
And then Mary Ellen Withrow will be speaking at the event. And Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service agent, is the master of ceremonies.
Secret Service.
And I'll be there with a non-drippy person. Unlike the drippy person, I was there. See, I wouldn't be beating this into the ground now if I hadn't felt that I had possibly offended somebody.
I mean, so did this person not say that they were offended? You just assumed that they were offended?
Oh, no, they haven't told me they're offended. I just get the... I think they're one of those people who are easily offended. That's all I'm saying. They might not be offended. Frankly, I don't care either way. It wouldn't stop me either way. Because, you know, listen, as I said the other day, everybody gossips a little bit and everybody says stuff like that. It's just they go to their job and do it. They go to their hospital or they go to their grocery store or they go to their teaching job or they gossip there. I just happen to have a microphone in my face when I say these things. That's the only difference.
I don't think you're necessarily gossiping.
I don't think so either. I'm telling the truth. The best part of this thing, which I have not mentioned, is the evening begins with a gala reception, the arrival of the president, followed by a buffet dinner of dishes taken from the White House cookbook. So what they do is they take dishes that these presidents actually liked.
Nice.
So it's real White House food.
Fancy.
So that's where I'll be tomorrow night, 4:30 to 7:30. Don't call me then.
You know, I'll have to... I mean, they're probably out of tickets now, but, you know.
Well, if you showed up and gave them $35, they might let you in. You never know.
We'll see.
I think that's what the ticket cost was, but it's worth it. It's a 3-hour event, a lot of speaking, a lot of fun, a lot of good food. It's a high-end event.
I mean, it seems like it.
I mean, you're having dinner with the presidents.
As crazy as it sounds.
And you know President Harding.
I do. I've met him.
He'll be there. And you know Mary Ellen.
Yep.
And you know Pastor Craig.
I do.
And you know me.
Yep.
And you know Glenn Coble, who will be James Buchanan.
So James Buchanan's not going to be there.
Well, he is. Trust me, it'll be James Buchanan. Glenn Coble will not be there. That's how this whole thing's done.
Okay.
It's very close to the... Pastor Craig, maybe I'll have... Pastor Craig, if you're out there still watching and listening, maybe Pastor Craig can take some pictures of the event, and we'll post them up on Facebook of us there, himself and me and Glenn and Mary Ellen, you know, station folk. Because I can't do the selfies. President Harding, I guess he'd be station folk.
It's not... I mean, I don't think it's that hard to do a selfie.
There's just something about it I can't do.
Like,
I don't know, I'm not like Buckeye guy. I can't just throw that thing up and...
It's not difficult. I just don't take selfies.
But that's what you'd have to do if you didn't have somebody there taking a picture.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get Pastor Craig to take pictures.
Okay. I think it'd still be easier to just, you know.
Hey, Mary Ellen, we're going to take a selfie here.
Yeah.
No.
So you're instead going to have Pastor Craig just...
Pastor Craig can snap a couple pictures.
Be the cameraman.
Not the cameraman. He's there having a good time as well, dinner and listening to the presidents. But, you know, with President Harding and Mary Ellen and James Buchanan.
I mean, yeah, you can have a good time as the cameraman. Just, you know, you gotta take pictures.
It doesn't take all your time.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's... Because we gotta have some record that we were at this event.
I mean, fair, I guess.
Maybe I'll take a picture of the non-drippy person. Ah. Oh, Professor Krieg, I will gladly be the presidential photographer. Maybe I can speak in 10 years at the Harding Museum. Well, that would put you right there.
It would.
Why not?
Got to take a picture of all the presidents.
Well, there's going to be a lot of them there. And of course, Mary Ellen. This is her return year. She was not there. Nobody was at this thing last year. Mary Ellen wasn't there because she had broken her leg last year during that time period. And I was not there. I forget why I didn't go last year. Something was going on. And so now we all return this year.
Good.
Back to dinner with the presidents.
I mean, out of that, I mean, it'll be exciting.
Mary Ellen said she's going to speak about herself this year for the first time. Usually she has spoken about other treasurers.
So she's just going as herself this year.
Well, she's always going as herself, but when she speaks, she would speak as on other treasurers. She would speak about historic treasurers. Well, this year she's going to do herself, and I think she should because she's historic.
Yeah,
she's reached that point in her life where she's become part of history. She's the only real deal there.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's a fun. It's even got the presidential seal here and the. It's at all occasions in Waldo, which is only like 10 minutes up the road. You can come stand in the parking lot if you want when we all go in and snap pictures of us. You can be like the paparazzi out there.
Yeah.
Just show up at 4:15 and you can be the paparazzi there at... you might be able to slip in, who knows?
Just walk in with everybody else.
Would they say anything?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. You know, I don't remember security being that tight when I was there before. Used to be at Dayspring, which was right next to where I lived, and I like that.
I mean, they probably want, like, a ticket or something.
I don't know. I know whose table I'm at this year. Pastor Craig said he did not know whose table he was at. Now, I thought you asked to sit at a certain president's table. That's why they had all these tables. And apparently I'm wrong about this.
So they just assign you a table?
Well, yeah, that's what happened when I went. I mean, the first year I knew I was going to be at President Harding's table. And then the year I went with the drippy person, I think we were just at a table of people because they had an overflow. And then this year, I know whose table I'll be at. I don't want to divulge that yet, but I'll be at somebody's table. I know what table I'm at.
I mean, that's good.
But I don't know why Pastor Craig doesn't know which president he'll be sitting with. Now, what if he ends up at, like, Mamie Eisenhower's table?
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know. I would like to be... President Harding was fun to sit with. I'd like to be there. U.S. Grant, George Washington, Harry Truman. What if he ends up at James Buchanan's table?
That'd be nice.
Is that the one you want to end up at, though?
I think I want to end up at U.S. Grant.
Well, and Mary Ellen has a table.
Yeah. Or Mary Ellen.
Yeah. So it's a good time. People ask questions while you're trying to eat. It's a whole thing. But we're all looking forward to it. 57 minutes. Well, this first hour is just blown right by.
Yeah, I mean, it has, yeah.
You see what small talk can do?
Works wonders.
So thanks to Pastor Craig, we will have photos of this event with myself and Mary Ellen and President Harding and James Buchanan portrayed by Glenn Coble. You know, I haven't seen this yet because they have to get dressed up. I've never seen Glenn in his James Buchanan outfit.
You think it'll be convincing?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I was there one year when Glenn was there as a guest to sit in the audience, but I've never seen him dressed as James Buchanan or speaking as James Buchanan.
Has he ever dressed or spoken as James Buchanan?
Pastor Craig says, I'm going to get for the exclusive interview that everyone passes up. There you go.
I mean...
It's going to be a night.
Can't go wrong.
No, and you got to get the interview with James Buchanan. Heaven forbid. Well, I don't even know if I can get into it in this segment, but I was looking up President Harding and Christmas earlier, and I found out an interesting thing about President Harding and Christmas. He only had two Christmases in the White House before he died, but there's an interesting story online about one of his Christmases at the White House. I'll share a little bit of that on the other side of the break, but, you know, that man, his stories just keep getting a little more shaky and shaky as time goes on. Poor President Harding. Somebody should ask him. Listen, come back next hour, and I'll tell you about President Harding and Christmas. And maybe you can ask him this tomorrow night at the dinner. I might go up and ask him. He knows me.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, President Harding, I heard this about you and Christmas.
Got up out of the grave to talk to us.
Well, he certainly did. And I think he'll be back. He likes to come around during the holiday season.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So if you're watching on Facebook or wherever you're listening, again, we don't have telephonic communications tonight because we're at the new studio. The phone lines have not been hooked up yet. By Monday, they better be because we've got the election on Tuesday. But we're going to come back. We're going to shut down Facebook for a second, and we're going to come back after the break at 9:15. So stay with us here on WGH Talk. We're going to tell you about President Harding and Christmas and the information I've unearthed. And we'll also talk about a few other things. Apparently, Britney Spears' book is out now, and this is a very hot seller. And also, have you heard about this Golden Bachelor?
No.
Oh, this is interesting. We're going to learn about the Golden Bachelor and what he's up to out there in the world. Who's the exclusive interview that Pastor Craig wants? Maybe he'll tell us on the other side of this short but important break. Back in 15.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought, Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla,
so I don't know if that's why it was successful, but it was successful.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
There's two Marlas.
Oh, there is an